The Breeze, Waikato, with Stu and Camille. It's Abba and Take a Chance on Me. Good luck for Dry July starting Saturday. If you're taking part in that, you're good. You can do it. And it'll change your life. It really will.
And hopefully all your friends and family are 100% supportive of you making the change. We were lucky enough to have a special guest in studio, an amazing manahiri. His name was John Weeks. He's a burn survivor who has been on an incredible journey. And he's over from Australia. He's doing a couple of visits, Auckland, Waikato, went to Waikato Hospital on Tuesday.
He's got a new book out
Yeah, he's got a book, and he's just the most phenomenal guy. We're really lucky that we get to spend time with these inspirational people. And we wanted to share some of John's story with you.
I break my life down into two lives almost now. So I had a career where I was a global winemaking consultant, and it was a pretty good life. Mm-hmm. And then it was May in 2014, so just over 9 years ago, I was relocating some things. So I had a very old jerry can that I thought would be handy to use, and I went and filled it up at the service station, put it in the back of the car.
That's what we all do when we're getting out and lawnmowers.
That's right. Growing up in the country, you go to any country service station, you will see people putting lawnmower fuel or whatever, and so I just jammed it in behind the back seat, and there was a phone charger that was connected into the middle part of the console, and I was on the highway and I was doing about 110 kilometres an hour, and there was a spark, either a static spark or from the charger itself, and it ignited the fumes, which ignited the jerry can, and it just blew up like a bomb.
Wow.
And so it was a horrific thing, but it was the start of many sort of stars aligning for me and sort of positive things that I can take out of it. And the first one was, when that happened, I was on a main highway. Mm. So if I'd been out in the country, miles
nothing
from
could have been
anywhere,
done. No. There,
that was it. It was all over. So there was cars literally right behind me, so there was people on the scene. But I didn't even know what happened. When I think back, I thought I'd got hit by lightnings, and I jumped out of the car, and the car went one way, I went sliding down across the grass on the other way. I got up, I was on fire, I saw a ditch that was like a tractor impression, tractor tire impression, that they'd been slashing the grass, and that was full of water. I remember being loaded into an ambulance, and then the next thing I remember, I woke up. Someone said, "Welcome to the Burns Ward," and that was a month later. So I'd been in a coma for a month.
Before we went on air this morning, you said that you went to a dark place, but then you bought yourself out of it.
Well, it's not easy. I guess it just comes sometimes. I think anyone who, and while I talk a lot about burns, obviously, it's the trauma. So the trauma is the starting point, and it's the same for, I took so much inspiration from so many other people, and I guess that's a big key factor in helping you, because you think you're alone, and you know, why me, and those sort of questions that don't have answers to you. You lose yourself when you just say why, because there's no answer. But you know, it was all about how so many other people, as well as an amazing amount of burn survivors and what the other people had overcome, but you start drawing on the similar sort of things, and then you have, you know, your family and your friends and that are around you. My parents came into the hospital every single day, and that was from, they lived over an hour away, so they had to drive to the train station, take the train, and they are in their 70s
That's
at this stage.
Oh.
And then they had to walk up to the hospital, and even as you know, the state that I was in, I could see them aging, and it was really taking a toll. And I you know, there was plenty of days I said, just don't come tomorrow. I've got nothing to say to you. You know, nothing's going to change. It's so much repetitive stuff when you're in that thing. You're just doing the same
thing.
How are
you?
It's very routine.
Skin grafting.
But they still, you know, parents are parents.
Parents are amazing, aren't they?
Oh, they absolutely they are.
Family.
And so they, you know, that was, you know, there's just little things, but yeah, it just takes time, and there's no time frame on a lot of these things. You can be angry, and you can be angry for, well, some people are angry for years, but you know, that doesn't help things at the end of the day. And then you'll start getting bitter, and then you start bargaining, and you go, "Oh, if I hadn't done that, you can't undo the time.
There's no going back."
You know, same with depression and things. You know, it's however long it takes. You know, when people say, "Oh, just get over it," it's sort of like, well, no, I can't. This is what I've got at the moment and what I'm dealing with. Mm. And you get over it when you're in your own time.
That's John Weeks. He's a burn survivor. We'll hear from him just before 9 o'clock this morning. We did interview him a couple of times. But he's got a brand new book out. And it's, what's it, Life Without Fingerprints, isn't it?
It is.
Living Without Fingerprints.
Yeah.
And just a positive guy. Must be blimmin' hard when you had that in your life, right?
100%. Yeah. But the way he's turned it around, he's an incredible, fabulous advocate. And you know what? The words he says lifted Stu and I, and we hope it will do the same for you.
So that would be just before 9 o'clock. News is next, though, at The Breeze.